Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Folks, welcome to another show here of Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me. This is Justin Hermes. If it's your first time tuning in, I'm a real estate guru. I help people create passive income for the long term. That's right. I own investment properties myself, and I've helped a lot of people purchase investment properties. We manage about 120 properties, and I tell you what, passive income is a beautiful thing, and we're still making it happen here in the Colorado Springs market. Even though it is tough, we are still finding great purchases. So if you're listening and you're going, I want a piece of the pie, or I want to help my adult children get a piece of the pie, there are so many tools out there for you to use that can help you be successful when it comes to real estate overall. And the big thing I want you to think about is inflation, folks. You're seeing it at the gas pump. You're seeing it with grocery prices. You're seeing it with materials and cost of construction. That is only going to continue into the fall. And you have to get tangible assets that protect you against inflation. And that is real estate. We have a lot of people running to real estate right now. And you need to look at it and go, I can still purchase in a crazy market. There's good buys in any market. We've done about 15, 20 off-market deals this year. And we're finding people 7, 8% cash-on-cash return. And that's not even factoring in the tax write-offs and all the benefits, because you say, well, Justin, I can get 12% in the stock market, and I'm calling BS on that, number one. But number two, guess what? We're finding people 8%, but when we calculate in all the tax benefits, yes, we do get up to around 10, 11%. So real estate's a beautiful thing. You want to invest in it, and I would say the big good is we finally got the CDC, you know, getting their brains working right, and we're starting to make some progress on this whole mask thing, because we live in a beautiful country, and we need to start enjoying the freedoms that we have here in the United States of America again. Anyway, Justin Hermes, stick around. We're sliding into the next segment. Today's title of the show is Property Taxes Control Appreciation, and we will have Kyle Ernst on with House Check in the third segment, talking about what an inspection report is, the different components, and the pricing. Justin Hermes, we'll be right back.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, folks, welcome back in here. Justin Hermes joining you from the Caradio News Radio Station. And it's a beautiful thing here. We're into the spring. The weather is getting better. It's exciting. And a big thing I want to tell people is, you know, the clarity on the market. People go, what is going on with the real estate market? And it's a simple supply and demand. And right now we have very, very little supply and a ton of demand. And a lot of consumers go, the end is near. We're going to see a correction soon. And I'm here to tell you we're not. I thought we might see a little bit of a slowdown due to the coronavirus, but ultimately it's hindered the builders. It's slowed the builders down, and materials have gone through the roof, so it's actually created quite the opposite, more of a feeding frenzy here in the real estate market nationwide, and especially here in Colorado Springs. And so the major thing is property taxes, right? They control appreciation, okay? And what I first want to tell you is everyone's gotten a property tax bill. You may have read my article in the Gazette this morning, and I talked about how to dispute your property taxes. Last time I disputed mine, I won 9 out of 10. You have to have them in by June 1st, though, so you got to get moving on it. And you simply take that tax bill, and on the back, there's three spots for you to fill in, three addresses and sold prices and the dates they've sold. And you go back 2 years, folks, from this June 1st date. So you may go, wow, there's no way I can dispute it because my neighbor's home just sold last week across the street for way more. Well, you go back 2 years, you find the most beat up, horrendous properties within your radius, and you submit those as comparables. And I'll give you an example. My house is valued at $275. My neighbor's, the exact same house, is valued at $350. Why? I chose to dispute my property taxes. And is it a huge savings? No, it's probably about $300. But you give me a call, I'll walk you through it. I'll help you save $300 because it all comes down to cash flow and being diligent with your money. So if you're interested in disputing that tax bill, I'd be happy to help you through it for free, no charge. My number is 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063, and we'll get you taken care of. So we get into the nitty-gritty here, and that is taxes control appreciation, folks. We're talking property taxes, okay? I'm going to start off with giving you some numbers here. The nationwide average for property taxes is 1.2%, okay? I'm going to say that again. The nationwide average for property taxes is 1.2%. Now, here in El Paso County, we are very fortunate. Our property taxes are assessed at 0.48%. So, more than half of what the national average is. Boy, that is such a blessing. And the reason why it's so low, folks, is all those taxes stay within the county. The state doesn't take any. And that is a beautiful thing because other states who have these high, high tax rates, I'll get into them, the worst states, the best states, and the notable ones for you to know. But the big part is the states with the highest tax rates, they're giving so much money to the state. And in Colorado, we're so blessed because all that tax money stays here in El Paso County, okay? So when we look at some of the worst states in the United States for property taxes, we start off with number one is New Jersey. They're at 2.35 assessment for their taxes. So let me break that down for you, folks. That's a $700,000 home, taxes of $16,000 annually, $16,000. So what happens to the New Jersey prices? They don't appreciate as much because that tax rate holds down the monthly payment. So what does it do? It holds down cash flow for investors. It holds down the monthly budget that homeowners are trying to seek. We then move on to Illinois. Illinois is at a 2.3 assessment. That's a $700,000 house that is still around that $15,000 range. We cruise on to New Hampshire. They sit at a 2.15 property assessment. Connecticut at 1.97. Wisconsin follows at 1.96. And then the big state of Texas at 1.9. And we got the Cornhuskers in Nebraska coming in at 1.8. Michigan at 1.8. Vermont at 1.74. And Rhode Island at 1.63. So if you're listening and you're thinking about, I might want to buy a vacation home in Texas or in Rhode Island, think again. Look at the taxes, folks, because taxes are such a large factor of home appreciation. And it involves your budget, too. There's no doubt about it. You look at owning a home in Illinois at 2.3 compared to here at 0.48. It's a big, big difference. It's a big, big savings. So make sure we're being very conscientious of where we're buying homes, what the property assessment is. And here's a shocker. This shocked me completely. The best state for property taxes is Hawaii. Who would have thought? Hawaii. They're almost half of what we pay here in El Paso County. Hawaii is 0.27 property taxes. Unbelievably low, 0.27. That's right, the beautiful state of Hawaii. You would think that'd probably be the most expensive, but it's not. It's one of the most affordable. We move on to Alabama. They sit at 0.43. Louisiana, they sit at, excuse me, not 0.43. That is 0.33. Louisiana sits at 0.33 as well. Delaware, actually, very affordable at 0.34. And then we have D.C. sits at 0.36. South Carolina, 0.37. West Virginia at 0.38. And Wyoming at 0.41. And Arkansas at 0.42. And so we're not far off, folks. You look at how high our property taxes could be. We're very fortunate to be at a 0.48 assessment. Very, very fortunate. But you should still be disputing your taxes, folks. You can dispute them. You can find lower comparable sales. You can be very successful in this avenue. And like I stated before, if you want to dispute your property taxes, give me a ring at 719-232-1063. Justin Hermes here, Real Estate Realities. If you just tuned in, we're talking taxes nationwide, the worst states, the best states, and how to help you improve your tax situation when it comes to your property taxes. And that's by calling me at 232-1063. Would be happy to do it. So let's get into per county, right? Because as we look at Colorado, it varies per county. And there's some counties that will experience less appreciation on the long term because guess what? Their property tax assessment is much higher than other areas. Okay, so we look at the highest tax county here in Colorado. That is Broomfield County and Pueblo County. They're tied for number one there at a 0.67 property assessment value. Look at that, folks, 0.67. I mean, that's significantly 25% higher than what we're experiencing here in El Paso County. And yeah, I'm shocked to see Pueblo County up there that high. We move on to Phillips and Adams County. That is 0.63 property tax assessment. We get into Sedgwick County, which is northeast Colorado. That's Julesburg is the biggest area out there, a couple thousand people, and they sit at a 0.62 assessment. Some of the lowest tax counties, Jackson County sits at 0.23, almost half of what we're at here in El Paso County. Gilpin County is at 0.23 as well. We see Los Animas and San Juan at a 0.29. And this is the biggest shocker here, folks. Like the shocker of Hawaii was, here's the shocker of all of Colorado. Summit County, you'd say, well, boy, geez, I bet they're up there high. They're not. They're at a 0.32 assessment. Significantly lower here than El Paso County. I mean, it's wild because you see these million-dollar homes up there and you go, all these affluent people living in Summit County. It's got your property taxes got to be through the roof. Well, they're not. It's unbelievable. It's crazy to think that in an area with so much money, the property taxes are so, so little. You look at a Pueblo County and Summit County. Summit County is half of Pueblo County. I'm sitting here shaking my head going, how does that make sense? It's crazy. The big thing is just being aware where you're buying property, whether you're buying a mountain property, whether you're buying up in Denver, being aware of what that tax assessment is. And then also being aware that you can go back 2 years, folks, and find some of the lowest sales in your neighborhood and send those in to the El Paso County Assessor's Office and save money. You only need three comparables. We just did about 20 of them this week for clients. And it's going to save them $300 to $400. But we talk about this with Austin Dart. People go, that's too much effort. You know, a minute out of my life, $300 to $400, too much effort. I don't want to get an insurance quote, $300 to $400, too much effort. Well, you know what that adds up to? I mean, you're talking $800, right? So you're looking at your monthly mortgage payment that you're complaining about. And I'm going, hey, we can lower it by $66. Nah, I don't want to do it. Nah, too much work. Don't care. Well, folks, that's the difference. That's the difference between watching where your money goes, being concerned about cash flow, and saving. Because you look down the line and you go, you know, it's just not a big deal. Well, in 10 years, folks, that's $8,000 that you flush down the drain. By just not taking the time to dispute your property taxes, by not taking the time to being cognizant of your insurance and where it's at and the most competitive rates you can get. So hear one thing today, the radio listeners, I want you to hear is look at your property tax bill. You can take a picture. You can text it to me. I can look into it for you and let you know if it's worth disputing. Some of them aren't, but I would say 75% are definitely worth disputing. We can save you some money. That's the name of the game, to put you in a better position when it comes to real estate. That's the reason why I do this show, Real Estate Realities, put you in a better position when it comes to real estate, teach you the passive income approach, and just help you win overall. Overall, financially help you win and put you in a better spot tomorrow than you're at today. We're moving the ball slowly down the field. That is the goal, folks. You listen to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Make sure you stick around. We got Kyle coming on with House Check. He's been doing this for 20-something years. He knows all the soils in town. He's going to talk about what does an inspection port look like, what are the components that are inspected, and he's going to break down the pricing. Stick around. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the third segment here of Real Estate Realities. We have Kyle joining us with House Check. Kyle has been doing home inspections for 20-plus years, one of the most reputable home inspectors in Colorado Springs, knows the soils like the back of his hand. And before we have Kyle on the show, I just want to tell you, his number is 266-1645. That's 266-1645. I would encourage you to get a home inspection before you get into the summer and make those necessary improvements to your house to make sure that you are not having deferred maintenance. Your house is your greatest asset. Anyway, Kyle, welcome onto the show. How are we doing?
Hey, great. Justin, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Kyle, just tell us a little bit about, you know, for the radio listener, if they had you out to the house, they did a home inspection, what are the components you're going through when you're inspecting a home?
Okay, well, typically for me, I get there a little early and I will take a look at the roof, my walker, and there's just different components on the roof. There's gutters, the roofing material, chimney stacks that all need to be looked at, vents, roof vents and things like that. And then I walk around the outside and typically I'll take the buyer around and we'll walk around the exterior and we'll look at the siding, the exterior parts of the windows, the paint job, sidewalks, driveways, just everything, the fence, the landscaping. I'm mainly looking for safety issues like uncovered edging, open window wells, things like that. So those all go on the report. And then we should go in the garage, check the garage door, just everything in the garage. There's usually an electric panel in the garage, so I'll pull the cover off that, look inside there to make sure there's no double tapped lines or overheated wiring, things like that. Then we'll go in the kitchen. I check the appliances, check the plumbing, the sink and things. I check all the cabinets and doors. And then I just kind of start the top and work my way around. And I will look up in the attic. I'll check every window, check every outlet that I can get to, all the switches, light switches, the bathrooms, you know, the toilets, check the toilets, the sinks, the showers, you know, look for loose tiles, things like that, loose toilets, any leaks that might be present. And I just work my way down to the furnace and the water heater, and I check the furnaces, water heaters, check them for gas leaks. You know, if there's a sump pump, I'll look inside there. I check for, you know, structural problems, and that's about it. I just kind of check everything and work my way through the house.
And what would you say if you had, you know, the top three things you see wrong most houses, what would they be?
Well, in this part of the country, I would say roofing is one of the biggest things. And then furnaces tend to always be dirty. If you ever have your furnace serviced, you need to make sure that the guy who services your furnace cleans your fan off, because I've walked in the homes right after a serviceman came in and serviced the furnace, and the fan is just filthy dirty. So the fan's kind of the heart of the unit that's pushing the air through. If that fan's all dirty, then it's pretty inefficient. And then just a lot of plumbing issues, leaks or loose toilets, bathroom, shower tiles, you know, loose, and the caulking is bad because your bathrooms are wet, and water's quite corrosive, and so it will deteriorate the grout and the caulking in your bathroom. So you need to just maintain that. But that's probably the biggest things I see.
Now, would you tell the radio listeners, they hear these things you're talking about, would you tell them, get a pre-inspection? Is that something you advocate for, is pre-inspections on homes?
Well, you can, but, you know, to be quite honest with you, I mean, it's good to have an inspection or somebody come in and take a look at the house, even if you just own it and you're not necessarily going to sell it. But a lot of times I'll tell sellers that they should just wait until they find a buyer that wants to buy the place, and then the buyer will have a home inspector come through. And the reason I say that is because you don't necessarily want to fix a bunch of things and spend a bunch of money on stuff that the buyer is going to not even ask to be fixed, if you know what I mean. But it's always good to have, you know, an idea of what you might be looking at. So I have a major item inspection where I come in, and I can go through the place and let you know on safety issues and, you know, the furnace and stuff. You can always have the furnace service. But for a seller, you may want to just wait to have the buyers pay for a home inspection and then wait for them to come back with their objections and what they want to have fixed.
And I'm a big fan of that, Kyle. A lot of people go, pre-home inspection. And I'm glad you had your answer there, because the other thing I think about is so many home inspectors are so different. And, you know, so somebody may find some stuff wrong at the house that really isn't wrong. They may be a newer home inspector, and you're spending money on fixing stuff that really it doesn't need to be fixed. And also it leads to this market where a lot of sellers don't even have to fix anything. They just sell it as is.
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, if there's things that bother you or things that you know that need to be addressed, you know, garage doors and things like that, then I would go ahead and take care of it. But if it's a cosmetic type of thing or something, you know, everybody's different. Some people really are more concerned about the cosmetics of the home than the furnace being cleaned. So it's just everybody's different. So, but like I say, I would kind of wait for the buyer to get their inspection. That way you're not paying for it yourself. And then just having another guy come in right behind the guy you get. So, but I can, you know, and I do pre-inspections for folks, and it gives them a heads up on things they might want to address prior to selling the home.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point, and it's just I try to tell my buyers at least that, hey, let's stay away from the cosmetics things. Let's ask for health and safety. I'd way rather have a furnace service and clean than fix a doorknob that's loose. You know,
right,
it's just
exactly.
You got to look at the items that you can fix yourself.
Right, right. And then with my reports, I go through, and there's each section: structure, roofing, exterior, heating, cooling, venting, insulation, plumbing, interior. So it's all bulleted. You know, it's all got line by line items that you can go through and say, okay, I want this fixed, I want this fixed. But then you'll at least have a list of other things that if you don't get this, you got a list of things that you can fix yourself, like your loose doorknobs or doors that need to be adjusted so they close. And there's just a lot of little things, you know, holes in the drywall. And I try not to get too nitpicky on the cosmetics, but if I see a hole in the drywall, I will note that on my reports. But I'm mainly looking, and most home inspectors are mainly looking for the big ticket items, structural, foundational problems, bad furnaces, gas leaks, dirty fireplaces, you know, unsafe issues like railings that go up and down the stairs that are open that you can catch clothes in. You know, there's just a lot of safety issues in homes that people don't really even think of them as being safety. But one of the biggest things I find is stoves that don't have an anti-tip bracket and dishwashers with no air gaps. And both of those can be health safety issues.
Yeah, and that's, that's a great point, health and safety. I got to cut you short there, Kyle, because Patrick's telling me to wrap it up. But I appreciate you coming on the show, and have a great Sunday, okay?
Okay, thank you much.
All right, take
care. Thank you, Justin.
All right, bye. That's it, folks, in our show, Real Estate Realities. As we talk every show, it's fun. Home mortgages, rental numbers. Most important thing is using the gifts God has given you. Have a great Sunday.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.